From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Michelle Norris. President Bush arrived in Israel today for a three-day visit to commemorate the 60th anniversary of the Jewish state. The president is also trying to push flagging peace talks. In a moment, we'll hear how Palestinians view this anniversary. First, NPR's Jackie Northam is in Jerusalem, and as she reports, Mr. Bush's first day in Israel illustrated many of the challenges that remain in the peace effort.
The president and first lady, looking slightly jet-lagged, were met at Tel Aviv airport by Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert and President Shimon Peres. Olmert is embroiled in a bribery scandal that could force him to resign. He was overheard assuring U.S. National Security Advisor Stephen Hadley that he was, quote, holding on, don't worry. The comment was picked up by a broadcaster's microphone on the tarmac. President Bush spent the day shuttling between meetings with the two Israeli leaders and attending a gala in Jerusalem celebrating U.S.-Israeli friendship, where he is greeted with a standing ovation. During a speech, the president wished Israel a happy birthday and described the Jewish state as one of America's closest friends.
With every passing year, the bonds of friendship between America and Israel have grown stronger. America stands for peace. And so does Israel. And as we stand in peace, we must understand the realities of the world in which we live. We must be steadfast, and we must be strong in the face of those who murder the innocent to achieve their objectives.
Running parallel to the festivities over the next few days will be a push by President Bush to move forward peace negotiations between Israel and the Palestinians. Mr. Bush says he wants a peace deal reached by the time he leaves office in January. During a meeting with President Peres, Mr. Bush indicated there was still a ways to go. Not realizing that microphones were open, the two presidents noted that their lead negotiators are women, Israeli Foreign Minister Zippy Livni and U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice.
What I'm thinking is the first time the two ladies are negotiating peace. I can't recall any other situation that such a combination really functions.
Well, the men haven't been able to get it done. Maybe they will.
Israeli Prime Minister Olmert expressed confidence that the two sides still might be able to hammer out a peace deal by year's end. Olmert said that some progress had been made, but officials with the Palestinian Authority tell NPR there are still huge gaps between the two sides on various issues. And realities on the ground trump any progress. While President Bush was making the rounds in Jerusalem, a rocket fired from Gaza exploded in a shopping center in the southern Israeli city of Ashkelon. More than a dozen people were injured. Prime Minister Olmert warned Gaza militants that Israel could retaliate.
Israel naturally will not be able to tolerate continuous attacks on innocent civilians. We hope that we will not have to act against Hamas in other ways with the military power that Israel hasn't yet started to use in a serious manner in order to stop it.
The U.S. condemned the attack, but it didn't stop the anniversary celebrations. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Jerusalem.